Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order and now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, St. John of the Cross.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. We're in chapter 21, reading verses 23 through to 27. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven? Or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." End of the Gospel passage. On days like this, dear listeners, specific days in Advent, as we await the Lord and also speak of his having come on earth as one of us, the biblical readings help us to focus our attention on Jesus and on his message, as well as, again, occasionally, looking and finding in the Hebrew Scriptures indications of the hope that had been long there in the hearts and minds of the people of the Promised Land, hope of a Messiah, one blessed by God who would come and deliver the people. Yes, some prophecies relate to people's hope of independence from foreign powers, but others seek in a reform of people's moral behavior a fresh hope of being saved. Now, the Monday in the third week of Advent is precisely one of those specific days, as the third candle has now taken light on the Advent wreath. But guess what? It's also this year the feast of St. John of the Cross, this Monday being December 14th. Can we link a couple of these themes, or see how the lessons of the Bible and those of a 16th century mystic and poet from Spain can combine to enable us to continue our own Camino? Certainly the Gospel passage we heard indicates that some honest readiness to hear the answers to our questions, and we may not have guessed the answer correctly, some honest readiness to hear does enable the inner ear and heart to listen for what may turn out to be the most fruitful advice. Our own ready-made or easy solution to a problem or even just a puzzle in life may be nowhere near the depth we need to enter in order to learn the full story, to enable ourselves to tune our minds as well as our inner headphones, if you will, to a voice that comes from far beyond, but comes, and here Advent and Christmas come into it too, comes in some sense from afar, but comes the whole way, right to earth, right into flesh and blood, born of Mary. Gosh, it may mean the glutton and drunkard, as some described Jesus of Nazareth, may take us even further along the path of know thyself and know thy purpose in life than the ascetic, Baptist, or the disguised John of the Cross. And yet the Spanish reformer of religious life could and did put it magnificently and beautifully to my ears and heart. And with four lines of John of the Cross's poetry, I conclude this short reflection. Ignoring the created and inferior, remembering above all things the Creator, attention to the life that is interior, for the beloved, love that's always greater.